What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Kelsey, and we're talking with president of Newark Kiwanis Club, Luke Pence. Their annual Pancake Day is coming up soon. I've had the pleasure of being able to attend Pancake Day, and it's an absolute hoot. But Luke, tell us a little bit more about what's all happening with Pancake Day this year.
All right, the rundown on Pancake Day is just coming up soon on Saturday, March 1st. It'll be from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Grove by the River on Hollander Street in Newark. So there'll be plenty of parking, plenty of space for everybody that wants to come out on that day. It'll be $5 for all-you-can-eat pancakes or sausage. Kids under 5 can eat free. We can do to-go boxes also if you want to come and get a meal and take it to go. It'll be a bake sale, 50-50. We have a little bit of everything as far as the entertainment goes. It'll be starting at 7 a.m. and going all the way till the end at 1 p.m. We have Barefoot McCoy scheduled. And then something different this year, from noon to 1 p.m., our Kiwanis Action Club will actually be doing a karaoke contest. So if you want to come and sing after you eat your pancakes, come around noon and there'll be karaoke.
Ooh, what's your go-to karaoke song?
You know what? People don't want to hear me sing. I've actually never done karaoke, so we want people to come to the event. We don't want to clear the building out. That's probably what would happen if I would be the one that was singing on the microphone.
All right. Well, if people want to come, how can they get tickets?
You can follow our social media page. If you just go to Facebook, you just go to Newark Kiwanis Club. There'll be lots of people on there that'll have advertisements out there. Or actually, the best thing to do would just be to show up on that day. Once again, Grove by the River, Hollander Street in Newark. You can just come anytime between 7 and 1, and we'll be selling tickets at the door.
Now, a lot of people don't know what Newark Kiwanis does. So for those who are supporting this event, what does it all go to?
If you're not familiar with Camp Uban, it's basically a summer camp. Children ages 9 to 15 can go in the summertime, usually for a week or two at a time. It's just a great experience. Maybe some kids that wouldn't otherwise be able to attend a camp. There's no cost to families to go to that. Kids are usually referred by their school district or a social service agency. But once again, there's no cost to families for that. It's just a great camp experience for children in Licking County. It's been around for over 100 years. Mr. Ted Cobb was the executive director. He just actually retired after over 30 years of service. Jess Mitchell has actually taken over as the executive director, so the club is in good hands going forward. But it's a great organization. It's been around for a long time, and that's primarily what Newark Kiwanis goes to benefit.
And, of course, you guys have the Newark Kiwanis Strawberry Festival that you guys do every year. When is that happening?
Strawberry Festival this year, it's always the weekend after Memorial Day. So this year it starts on Friday, May 30th, and it runs through Sunday, June 1st. We're looking for another great event this year. We're in the planning phases of that. The planning is coming along fine. We have a lot of good stuff planned for this year, a lot of good vendors, a lot of good rides. It's going to be fun for everybody for that time of year.
Support Kiwanis Club by coming out to their annual Pancake Day. And you guys are also looking for members for Newark Kiwanis. So if you're somebody who wants to participate in supporting your community, tell us a little bit about membership.
Yeah, as far as membership goes, the best thing to do would be to come to a meeting. We meet every Tuesday, actually every Tuesday at 11:45 a.m. at the Newark Public Library. So if you're interested, I would just recommend coming to a meeting. Come to the library at 11:45 a.m. on a Tuesday, and we can get you all the information that you would need at that point in time as far as the membership tiers and all that. We do a lunch every week, so you can eat lunch with us, kind of see how the program works. And then feel free to talk to me at that meeting, and we can talk there as far as how to join.
You've got The Vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.